Galen Menifee.
Hello.
Excuse me?
You got it.
I got it, huh?
That's right.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just going to say that you are Menifee Consulting
That's
representative,
right.
Black Business Alliance. I was looking because of what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at a couple of things, and I thought that we could maybe talk first about small businesses, the mm-hmm. economic backbone of the country.
That's right.
And what have you seen, you know, with some of the groups that you work with? Because you work with a lot of them.
Yeah, we're there's a part of this where we do have a little bit of a silver lining, where we're not perhaps as affected yet, at least, with this government shutdown. I think they're on day 25. And with the government shutdown, a couple of things. One is with the Minority Business Revolving Loan Fund that we provide to small businesses here in Connecticut. Right now, thank goodness, it's out of state funds that have been already set aside.
Oh, really?
So this pot right now that we are drawing from that gives the small businesses capital, at least at the moment, we do have it, and that's not impeded on. But the thing that's the larger problem is the ripple effect, the cycle that the national economy and state economies as well will be affected by small businesses. Small businesses, many times, especially those that contract with the federal government. There's a lot that's going to be affected if this thing continues way too long. If you think about it, funding from the federal government, for instance, there's a flow to it.
How does that work?
Sure. Well, I can explain. So there's a flow, and it's usually like a three-prong approach where you have these federal contracting agencies. They contract with primes, but most of the times these primes, they're small businesses themselves. And then those primes outsource to the small businesses as the subcontractors. So you have contracting agency, prime, subcontractor. And so you can see how this shutdown is going to really affect everyone from that aspect, that availability of opportunity. If the federal contracting agencies are strained or actually are not funded anymore, they can't give out those opportunities. They can't have as many bids out there for those primes. And then those primes will have less opportunity to subcontract with even a small business like myself, who would be a subcontractor most times on those types of bids. Other things are certifications. So if the federal government is slowed down, their processes, their back office, their infrastructure, that's going to be impeded on just because there's not many people. We see it in the airports. You see it on the news, right? They have less people. I mean, how motivated are you going to be to come into work if you know you're not getting paid? You're being furloughed. And there's some great people out there that are still doing it and keeping our country safe. But that's the same thing all over where you think about that. If the back office operations are being slowed down, then guess what's also going to happen? The certifications are happening. What's so important about those certifications? I have them. I am I'm tagged as an economic disadvantage, woman-owned small business. I have the WOSB, which is simply woman-owned small business. I'm a DBE. I'm an MBE, minority business enterprise. But all of those things enable me to have the opportunity to bid for work. If your back office is slowed down, those certifications aren't being pumped out the way they used to when there was full staff. So it's another impediment where people may not be able to get that chance to have an opportunity to work with the government to get bids because either the funding or the opportunities have been slowed down or that certifications are not being pumped out. And then, of course, just the money aspect, credit. State economies also get credit from the federal government, as well as just lending organizations like your SBAs of the world. And with the federal government having longer and longer shutdown, all of this is going to be affected. So, you know, we're happy that the Minority Business Revolving Loan Fund still can remain an option, even in these tough times. But it's such a trickle effect. The economy is run by small businesses. And if we're not doing well, this is going to have a bigger impact than, you know, what we're seeing right now.
You know, this is something that I wanted to ask you. Every time you leave, there's something hits me. And the last time you've been with me, this is your fourth time. But again, it's had a tremendous impact.
Yes.
Here in the whole state of
That's
Connecticut.
Right.
I've talked to so many people.
That's great.
That, you know, have worked with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you don't hear about a lot. But again, when you do, and you can tell stories, I'm sure, forever about this. But as far as you are concerned as a person, how did somebody like Galen decide to do this? Because it's not easy. And how long ago was it? And what was the inspiration? I want you to talk about that a little bit.
I think one is for folks that would resonate with this comment around what corporate America does to you, in the aspect of sometimes the constraints. You have certain passions and God-given gifts that sometimes can't be expressed as authentically and as fully as you would like them to be in settings like corporate America, because you are working for someone else and they have their own culture that you're coming into their space and you have to kind of adopt to them. About 4.5 years ago, when I did start Menifee, I was getting to that point. I had recently graduated from Stern School of Business in New York, and you know, that really gave me the foundation and increased my confidence. Oh yeah, I loved it there, but they drive that entrepreneurial spirit in all of their MBAs there, and meeting some fantastic professors and other professors from across the country that were part of my cohort really inspired me, and I think confirmed with me some of the inner turmoils I felt as a worker for other organizations, where I felt like I can do more, I can be more. And I had just started moving into a space where I was networking and meeting more entrepreneurs and really connecting to what I naturally do, which is strategies and operations, business consulting. And in the corporate world, part of my background, I started in the early 2000s where technology was booming and becoming a thread and a fabric and not an option anymore to these corporations. And one of the cool types of works I used to do was work with insurance companies, big ones like Travelers, The Hartford. And I was working with underwriters, and we were automating how they would think up here.
Really?
And putting it into automated underwriting systems, administrative. And that was so cool. I think part of it was seeing inception to deployment, seeing something come to life that was maybe more manual, and now technology was fueling it, and it was becoming this thing. And that is very similar process I have with small businesses. I work with them, and they have ideas, and I can help them put pen to paper and create a company. Or if they're already in business, I can help them fortify it. They can do what they do even better. Give them a sounding board so they can think differently about the business. And seeing that through, seeing something come to life, that's such personal gratification for me. And then the BBA gives me just another platform where it's another organization just focused on minority businesses that look like me, another woman-owned business or minority. And I can do that, giving them life, putting some capital into their business through this minority business revolving loan fund, and seeing them use it to expand their business is a phenomenal feeling.
Well, I'll tell you, the Black Business Alliance has really come into its own.
Yeah,
There's no question. And, and you know, you have been here four different times.
At least,
Four different times now. But again, this situation that we have right now is going to solve. It'll be solved.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important that people understand that resources like this Minority Business Revolving Loan Fund and the events and workshops that we host, those things are available to them. Because if you have constraints in one place, as they say, don't put your eggs in one basket, just like a financial advisor would help you to diversify your portfolio. It's the same thing. When one part of it is down, you have the opportunity in somewhere else. And I think the Minority Business Revolving Loan Fund, our program, is an option that way. Right now, the federal government not doing so hot, and we have a state program that not yet has been affected. We still have some funds. Come and get some capital if you can't get it at the federal right now because of circumstances, and right now those funds are still there. They put $25 million a pot available for minority businesses, so it's there for minority businesses, women especially.
Reach you?
Sure. We are available at www.bbusinessalliance.org, or they can call us at 877-459-0002. We have an event coming up in Hartford, February 6th, at the 224, the Eco Space in Farmington, on Farmington Avenue in Hartford, Connecticut. And we're pushing out more workshops, different workshops. So this time we're going to be talking to businesses about resume writing, and we're also going to help businesses understand how to create and develop an effective elevator pitch and value proposition for their business. And especially in these times where, and that they found even that minority businesses like ours, sometimes we have a struggle to convey our worth, our true value. A workshop like this is going to help small businesses really understand how to put pen to paper on it, and or an elevator pitch on how to talk about their business and sell their product.
Well, you do that.
Yes.
And I enjoy having you come by. Galen... Galen Menefee.
Menefee, yes.
Menefee. Yeah, it is great to see you today. It's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? That helped the Patriots this past Sunday.
You know, when I found out you were a Patriot.
Oh gosh, yes.
What a game.
Brady is not too old, 41, and doing it better than everybody else. So thank you.
Well, thank you for coming
by.
Galen, really, and we'll see you again.
All right, February 6th is our next event. So we want people to check us out on our website. Thank you.
You bet.